Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. And today, let's talk about wrinkle patches. Are wrinkle patches replacing Botox? Do they even work? Have you guys heard of wrinkle patches? This is something that's definitely trending, and we are trying to fight aging every single way we can. All of us, from creams to gadgets to DIY solutions. So there's a new non-invasive solution that's been trending. It's a Botox alternative for all those consumers that haven't quite made it into our offices yet to get Botox. I think Botox is the gold standard in wrinkle reduction, but wrinkle patches have been popping up all over our social media platforms this summer. Different variations of these wrinkle patches have racked up millions of views on TikToks, and a lot of users are posting impressive before and after results. It kind of shows smile lines diminished and forehead wrinkles smoothed after just a handful of uses. But let's dive into the science of whether or not this viral product, the wrinkle patches, are they worth our time? And I think that we should teach the consumer that there's a gold standard, and that is neurotoxin to smooth the fine lines and wrinkles, injectable fillers, chemical peels, dermabrasion, and laser treatments. Those are well established, and clinical studies and trials have proven their benefit and efficacy. Remember, everything we see in advertising is not always scientific and not always studied or vetted. But what are wrinkle patches? Wrinkle patches are made of adhesive, usually a paper or adhesive backed paper with silicone. Very often they're silicone-based pads. They cover an area of the skin to reduce mobility and contraction and prevent, or they improve, the appearance of wrinkles. So I've seen them designed to be directly applied to areas of the mouth, forehead, around the crow's feet, the chest or décolleté, any area that tends to crinkle up or contract. And those happen to be some of the areas where we place toxin. Lots of these patches have active ingredients, which is super interesting, like hyaluronic acid, peptides, and retinols, which can hydrate and plump the skin, and it enhances kind of that anti-aging effect. And the theory is that these patches work by physically holding the skin taut. They prevent the underlying muscles from contracting, and thus they reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles. So let's think that through. If I'm going to splint and immobilize an area that has normally lots of muscle contractions leading to skin indentations and skin tethering into wrinkles, is that going to work? Scientifically, it should, right? Because immobilization causes a little bit of muscle atrophy and muscle smoothening, reduces all the contraction impulses to that dermal layer, which is sometimes interwoven or tethered to the muscles below it. So it should help. It should definitely help. But do they actually work? They're very affordable. They are non-invasive. They're readily available. The jury is still out on whether they work or not. They can have a short-term effect, but will they have a long-term improvement? Not necessarily. The advertisers of these commercial wrinkle pads say they make wrinkles temporarily disappear with a single application, and the results may get better with more time and continued use. So if you wear these patches overnight, which is the most typical way to do it, you are going to notice that when you wake up, you look a little smoother and you don't have those sleep wrinkles that might form. If you're a very active dreamer or you sleep on your face and you get a smush face, this is going to be helpful to you. I have had patients who frown so much at night that they get increased furrows in the morning when they wake up, or they're clenching and grinding and their face is just so emotive. So for these patients, definitely may help. The action of these products is to stretch the skin of the face and prevent the intrinsic forces applied on the dermis, thus modifying the external appearance of the skin. In one experimental study, the results obtained demonstrated that the anti-wrinkle patches applied for 30 minutes have the ability to temporarily stretch the skin for about 15 minutes. After prolonged application, that soothing action increased over time and exceeded 30 minutes in duration. And this same aspect has also been reported by volunteers who've given feedback that the effect lasts about 3 hours in about 30% of cases. When you continue to use these on the regular overnight use, you increase the skin's ability to maintain that acquired distension for up to 1 to 3 hours. So if you have an event the next morning, this might be kind of a great product to try. Another study that was composed of healthy, middle-aged, non-smoking women, some of whom had undergone some previous cosmetic procedures, there were two approaches to see if these topical pads worked well. This is a study by Ryan and Most. And the first approach was to determine objectively, without bias, what effect the product had on wrinkles in the central and glabellar areas. The second approach was to have the participants self-rate their wrinkle severity before and after the treatment and the perceived degree of improvement. And the results of the study showed that the use of the topical adhesive pads for 1 month did not improve wrinkles in the central forehead or the glabella. However, patient self-evaluation, which might be biased because, you know, you've invested the time, you're doing this on the regular, you're praying for good results. Those results, patients indicated that the pads may offer subjective mild improvement in the glabella, but they don't substantially improve central forehead wrinkles. And so I think there is a space where we can use wrinkle pads for temporary softening and improvement of really deep furrows and fine lines. It's going to behaviorally train you to not be using those muscles as actively. I think in areas like the neck and the décolleté, where the skin tends to bunch up based on position of how we sleep at night, keeping that little distension and stretch on the skin will be helpful to prevent chest wrinkles, sleep wrinkles in between the breast wrinkles, neck smoothening. It's quite good for that. These are a really interesting idea. And the newer patches that are formulated with little, small, tiny micro needles. They're less than a millimeter. They're very subtle, but they do sort of penetrate dermis. Some of those infused with hyaluronic or infused with peptides may be even more beneficial. There are peptides on the market right now that topically used will reduce contraction strength and allow wrinkles to soften and relax. And this is an interesting tangent, but I think that we are someday going to have patches where we have topical Botox that's going to penetrate the skin. You know, guys, this is being researched right now by many companies with many big dollars. Topical Botox is not all futuristic science fiction. It probably is coming soon. So, although the long-term benefits are less certain and there's limited objective improvements, people who use wrinkle patches, they really love them. And I think it's worth a try. It's a low investment. The stakes are low. It might be something to do for all your friends, moms, and ladies out there that are scared of needles and wanting to get just a little extra improvement of their fine lines and wrinkles. That's it for now, guys. I hope you try some wrinkle patches. I hope you, even better than that, come in and try some Tox, because that is truly the gold standard of how we prevent fine lines and wrinkles. I've been a personal user of neurotoxin since age 27, I want to say, and I just never got the forehead wrinkles that just come as a function of daily life from using those muscles. And we don't need those muscles, right? We don't need to frown or scowl or squint or, you know, make a sad downturn of our face. We have words to express ourselves. So I'm all in favor of preventing fine lines and wrinkles using neurotoxin. I'm also going to try some wrinkle patches for areas that can crinkle up at night, for maybe my left side of my face that I sleep on, for chest lines, for décolleté and neck. I think that's an awesome idea. It might even help your nighttime beauty routine to penetrate better. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me every Tuesday for a longer podcast. We're doing some great podcasts this year with all kinds of really interesting speakers. I'm a huge fan of longevity, and I'm doing so much research on the molecular mechanisms of how we age and how collagen is produced. And I want to teach you guys all these things as I learn them. So tune in to these longer podcasts on Tuesdays, the short 5-minute Friday. Don't forget to find us on our Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K. And that's Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And our website is the same, beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find my amazing neck cream. Great for the neck and décolleté. Honestly, I use it twice a day. And when I stop using it, I see a huge difference in crepe texture. So good. It is enriched with peptides for fine lines and wrinkles. You're going to love that one. Don't forget to rank, rate, and review the podcast and subscribe. We love you guys. We've had 600 episodes, more than almost 2 million downloads so far. And we're happy to send you a trial size of some of our really great skincare rank, rate, and review. Send us a screenshot of your review to info@beautybydrk.com, and we'll ship that out to you just as a sign of our gratitude. You guys are the reason I do this podcast. I love connecting with people on podcasts. I have learned so much on podcasts, and I want you guys to keep learning all throughout your lives. This is an easy way to do it. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.